This is a production of the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network. Welcome to Road School Moms Radio, where education meets adventure. Your hosts, Kimberly Travaglino of Full Time Families and Mary Beth Goff, the road trip teacher, will share advice, information, and encouragement to bring your road schooling efforts to new levels.
Welcome to another Sunday night show of Road School Moms. I'm one of your hosts, Kimberly Travaglino, road schooling mom of four. And with me tonight is...
Hey, it's Mary Beth Goff, the road trip teacher, and I'm here with my family of six, my four crazy kiddos. We traveled from Southwest Florida a few weeks ago to Tucson, Arizona. We're just wrapping up our world's best road school convention, and we have had a crazy good week.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so exhausted. I can't even tell you. But... before we start,
stop right there. We need to talk about Jill Dinkins.
Let's talk about her.
MVP Road School Mom. Yep. She has organized field trips. She has filled up our rally nights. She has made reservations. She has collected money.
Decorations. Added all those personal touches.
Yep. And we have to say a big, big thank you to her, because without her help and
Chili Cook Off.
She's been great.
Murder Mystery Organization.
Yep. We just want to say kudos to her, because she's really done a good job. And we appreciate all the other help. We've had a great group of road school moms here. I mean, I know you've done more rallies than me, clearly. This is your, fifth or sixth one, but this has been an awesome time. Great STF event.
It has been an awesome time. And we are joined tonight with a live audience. Happy to... Whoa, look at that! I guess we have to be warmed up.
No, for those of you that are just joining us, we had about a five minute silence because someone in our back end hit the mute button.
Who shall not be named.
Yeah, and our audience that's live gave us dirty looks the first time. So I'm pretty excited about the turnaround. I'm not sure what happened.
I actually got some crazy sign language the first time around. So
I was thinking we should take it somewhere else.
I'm really not sure what went on, but I'm happy they're happy now to
we
be
do.
Here.
We do. Tell us, what do you think?
I'm exhausted, too, because, as we said, we started with Pima Air Force Base, went on to Old Tucson, Miniature Museum.
They
made pizzas at Pied Piper.
Yeah, it's been a crazy, we've done STF field trips, I don't know, it's been five out of 7 days. It's been pretty crazy.
That's right.
There was a pre-rally.
There was. There absolutely was. And that, was also campfires every night and staying up till all hours of the day and night, so it has been quite the thing. So let's talk about some of the things we did for the last 4 days. When you look through the pictures, okay, so what I want people to do who are listening in, or even if you're in our live audience, I want you to go to Facebook, and I want you to write...
Or Twitter.
But I think the pictures show up in Facebook.
Yeah.
That's and true. I want you to hit hashtag Road School Rocks, and I want you to tell me that you actually remember doing all those things.
I'll tell you that it seems to me like that Wednesday and Thursday was last week. I don't even remember what we've done the
first
day.
That's right. So there are all sorts of pictures when you click on that Road School Rocks hashtag. That was just so much fun to see everyone taking pictures and using that one hashtag.
And we have to say thank you. This rally has been great. We have had rally attendee participation, exhibitor participation. Everybody rocks in this group.
It is the rocking group.
Road School Rocks, right?
Yes, Road School Rocks group. So I want to talk about some of the people that came. Amazon Camper Force came.
Amazing.
If you are looking for a job and you don't go to Amazon, you are just plain crazy.
They've rolled out some really cool benefits and things this year that even if you worked for Amazon before and you think you might know what they're about, you should really check it out, because they've rolled out a whole new benefit plan. Their benefits are great, and I have to tell you, and every Road School family that's here in Tucson with us this weekend will attest, if they treat their employees as good as they treated our kids that were running in and out of their booth for the last 3 days, they are an amazing company to work for.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So check them out.
Super excited that they were able to spend that time with us. We just had such a great time with them.
RV Armor.
RV Armor. What a fantastic thing.
You know what I like about them? You know, they came, they exhibited at our show. They have a great product. Every RVer needs to know how to seal their roof of their RV. It's something you do not want to mess with. You don't want to have that problem later on down the road. But the other reason they were there was because they're looking for installers, and that fits right in with our How to Make Money on the Road series. And they were an awesome exhibitor as well to have at our show, really fit in.
That's right. And we actually interviewed Lee Saxon last week. So if you want to know more about that opportunity, you just click on last week's podcast, either on your iTunes or at the ultimateradioshownetwork.com, and you can hear all about the RV Armor opportunity. Okay. Creative writing, junior blogger.
Was crazy good. Greg Gerber is such an amazing workshop leader.
Greg Gerber, RV Daily Report, came here and taught our kids how to write. He should be a Road School Mom.
We should create a position for him.
Yes. Honorary Road School Mom, that's a dude.
He really done a good job. You're not going to be in charge of titles.
I think I should be. I'm really good with the title.
You're good with the descriptions of the titles.
Oh, am I?
Yeah.
Okay.
He done a blogger workshop, junior blogger workshop, which I think some adults took advantage of.
Yeah.
He done the creative writing. He had a huge turnout. It was a great asset.
That creative writing, you know, I thought that was going to be a huge debacle, just to say quite honestly, because, you know, I teach my kids, and you teach your kids, and you know what that looks like.
Yeah.
And there he had 50 elementary students totally absorbed.
They were captivated.
Absolutely.
Everybody in my family, we have kindergarten, second, fourth, and sixth grade, and every single one of them were there. Every single one of them enjoyed it. I think Tori, my five-year-old, she gave Greg a hug and said it was the best thing ever. She loved it.
Yes, and I think she also put on a couple shows for him. I saw her doing some gymnastics at the end for him.
Yeah, we just won't talk about that.
Okay.
It's a good thing it's a radio show. We need no replays of that.
So, and then he did the junior blogger workshop. Fantastic. What a gifted and talented man to come and share his talents with our children, and I just can't thank him enough. That was really fantastic.
And, you know, somebody else that traveled, we had some exhibitors that really traveled far. We talked about Amazon Camper Force. We'll give a shout-out to Stephanie. She traveled from Kentucky to be with us here in Arizona.
And Pamela came from Washington.
Yep, she did. And the Journey Through Learning, they flew up here from Louisiana. You know, they stayed here as long as they could. Their girls had prom on Saturday night, so they had to leave early. But we were so excited to have them. They stayed here for several days. They were really good with explaining all about their product. We can talk about the book signing in a few minutes, but they did a great workshop with the parents, and you know, I know some of the kids attended. It was good.
Max the Fire Guy.
Let's save that for the last part.
Okay. Teaching textbooks.
Teaching textbooks was good. You know, I love it when there's, you know, okay, so we all talk about curriculum. That's one of the first questions we ask each other, right? What do you use? What curriculum do you use? How do you keep your kid on, you know, how do you keep them on track? And so it's really great to have someone like Teaching Textbooks where you can look at it, it's hands-on. Jennifer Miles done a great job showcasing that.
Beautiful.
Yep.
She was beautiful.
She did a great job.
Good stuff. Okay. Barefoot Books.
I love that. You know, for me, Barefoot Books, they have such a great selection.
I got two of their books. They came with CDs. They were so much fun.
I hate to admit this, but I heard of it, but I didn't really know what it was. So it was great for me to see them in person, up close and personal.
Right. They have a lot of cultural stories to choose from. The illustrations were beautiful. The stories were great, and there's all sorts of songs and singing, and my kids just really loved it. Oh, 31 on the Road. Chew the pain in the neck.
I'm, of course, joking because he's here. Well, if you were with us last week, then you probably heard Laura Hamilton's interview. She is on the road, 31 on the road. She's crazy funny.
Yes.
Great road school mom, but even more than that, she carries 31 products, and what I love about Laura is she doesn't just sell them, she uses them, and she knows a lot about them, and if you have some little organizational problem, she can whip out something to take care of you in about 30 seconds flat.
And she even sells some of the ones that she uses.
Yeah.
If your mother can talk her into it, you too can have one of her private collections that is completely out of stock and retired, never coming back. I'm so excited. I can't even tell you. I really am excited about my beach bag that I got for Hamilton. And I shouldn't bother telling you at all because you can't get it because it's retired. But that didn't stop Laura Hamilton. She made my mother and myself very happy, and she sold us her own. And what I love about it is it's a super big bag, and it weighs like nothing.
I took the cinch stack right off her back.
Did you seriously do that?
I did. 20% off. It was a sale. I took it right off her back. Hey, let's say hello to Heather. She is with us all the way from Florida, so we want to shout out to her. She's with us on our chat line. And if you are with us and don't want to call in and be on the air, you can certainly join us here at Road School Moms Radio Show by going to our website and clicking on our chat box. Register really quickly, and you'll be online to chat with us. We'd love to talk with you.
Absolutely. doTERRA.
Oh, gosh, I love doTERRA.
The whole room, that humongous 11,000 square foot, whatever it was, 85 million square foot rally tent that we had, three city blocks that we had, smelled of lavender and frankincense and myrrh.
You know what I love? Melly Paul and her family, they spell doTERRA, but
they live it.
They live it, and they can tell you all about it, and they don't just, you know, that's many of the vendors that we had this weekend. They didn't just sell their products. They use their products. They know about it, and that's what was important to me because I learned a lot from Melly.
Yeah, Melly was out there teaching people all about their products, and that was really good information. You know, everybody's got aches and pains. Everybody's got headaches, stomach aches, problems, and they were just, you know, all you had to do was walk up to the booth, and they would tell you what you needed, give you samples of what you needed, and just get you lined up in the right direction. My homeschool transcripts.
Steve and Christy Sensenegg really have brought a great product to the table, not just for road schoolers, but for just homeschoolers altogether. It's a great way to keep track of your record keeping, and they've done a great presentation. They have a great product. It's all available online. It's very self-explanatory, and they have a great product.
Yeah, if you have a high school student, if you are homeschooling a high school student, you are just crazy not to get my homeschool transcript stuff.
And even, you know, it's not even just for high school. It's just, you know, homeschool
record
keeping all together. You should check it out.
Let me think. Who else?
Usborne Books.
Yes, Usborne Books. I also got a book from Stephanie, and it is a Shine the Light book. And it is so much fun. You can take your phone, you can put your flashlight on your phone, and you read the story, and it's not apparent. All the you can't see all the illustrations. It's not apparent. And then you put your flashlight under there, and boom, it's so fantastic. It's so much fun.
You know,
I went through it like three times.
I know, I've seen that. I love that product. You know, my favorite product from Usborne Books is their Spotter's Cards. I don't know if you've ever tried them, but if you've ever, my road trip teacher nature backpacks, for my kids, not the ones that are available online, but for my kids, that's what we started out with Spotter's Cards. They have so many of them. Some packs are 50, some packs are 100, but they help you spot tracks. They help you spot leaves, fossils, rocks and minerals, flowers, butterflies. You can buy sets specific to what you're, you know, child likes to look for when they're outside, and it's just a great way for them to identify, and, you know, it brings the reading into it and some comprehension and all that kind of thing. So I love Usborne Books. It's a great resource to have. And actually, Stephanie is talking with us. I know she probably talked to you, too, about, you know, offering some of those products that we could all use somehow on our website. So watch for that.
Barry's talk about
Shop Talk.
What a hit.
Now, who knew?
Who knew?
RV Sales for You. RV Sales for You is a company that actually my husband put together to sell independently on the road. He sells new and used rigs but he has access to North Trails inventory in Florida. So we had him come in and talk about, basically the drivers got together and just talk about challenges and, you know, how do you do this, how do you do that. That was a good thing.
That's a nice big group in here.
It was a good thing for dads and drivers.
Right. Doing Good. Titus Blair and Natalie Blair brought their program, Do Good Every Day, Do Everything
Good.
7 days of Doing Good.
7 days of Doing Good. They have a great website to check out.
7 days of Good? Is that it?
7 days of Good.
.com. And they got a plan right there. They got little cards that they hand out. Do good to your family. Do good to your friends. Do good to your neighbors. Just a really great concept of how to, you know, just spread
it
love. And it is
7 days of Good.
Yay, and there's a little download in the middle of that. That's so That's so cool.
We have a great family, too.
Internet on the Road, David Gardner and Chris Travaglino. Did anyone here go to that?
My husband did.
I heard it was like 2.5 hours.
Alan did.
You know, if you're on the road.
2.5 hours? No. Oh, really?
But it was 2.5 hours worth of information.
Oh, in 30 minutes.
That's what it was. You know, whether you've been on the road in your season, you've been going to be on the road for 10 years or 10 days or not even there yet, and you know that internet is a big challenge. It's one of your top three concerns, right? Because you have to be connected, whether your kid needs it for school or research or you need it for work or you just need to talk with your friends or listen to the Road School Moms radio show, you got to have internet. So,
you want to talk about what you did?
I had so much fun this weekend. You know, when I started Road Trip Teacher, it was basically I was writing destination curriculums for my kids. I wanted to share it with other moms, and it's turned into so much more. You know, full-time families has been a great launching pad for me for that, but I've met so many great moms on the road, and it's just been good for me. We talked about how to make the most out of your adventure and not just how you can use, you know, my lap books, but really how you can make this experience you know, grow your family, and that's what we've done for mine. So I'm very blessed to have been there this week and met all the Road School moms here, and it's been good. How about full-time families?
Well, I did Making Your Dreams a Reality, and I really honestly feel that two of the attendees, we had a complete and utter turnaround in that half-an-hour session right there and then. Two attendees came and shared what their dreams were, and immediately there were results and support and things available to them. So that was a really good session. Just from the full-time family standpoint, you know, everyone that comes brings their cheerful, sharing, considerate attitude, and that's what makes this.
It really does. It's very non-judgmental, I think. It's a very non-judgmental group, very open. You know, and it's a good place to share your thoughts. And for me, we just, I mean, literally 30 minutes before this radio show, I was talking with four of our road school moms about, you know, mom guilt on the road. And, you know, gosh, is my, you know, do they have grammar? Do they know how to structure a sentence? Or, you know, whether you're an unschooler or, a career box curriculum road school mom, or I don't care how you, you know, homeschool your child on the road, you know, you always wonder if you're doing the right thing. And I'm sure that's, you know, that's probably true across the board, I guess, for moms, no matter whether your child's in public school or whatever. But I think when we're out here on the road, we're a little bit isolated. And, you know, every so often it's good to know that we're not crazy.
Okay, so Friday night, we had the Thursday night.
Dessert night and
Lisa Cottrell Bentley. That's right. Thursday night we had dessert, and Lisa Cottrell Bentley was our
keynote speaker,
and she came up with that, if not now, when?
I love that. You know, her publishing company, Do Life Right, says it all. You know, she has great metaphors that she uses, and her message was really awesome.
Yeah.
Even for us, but, you know, we thought we knew it all, right? We're
right.
Like, oh, we're already making our dreams come true, but she really brought it to light that, you know, it's a daily focus that you should always have something in front of you and make your dreams come true.
Friday night, we have the Hoedown with Neil Schein and the Outer Kilters.
I seen you square dancing.
I didn't get off the floor. I did not get off the floor. I never ate. I never went to the bathroom. I never had a drink.
Speaking of eating, they had the very first STF chili cook-off.
That was so much fun.
We had 2 8-foot banquet tables completely full of all kinds
chili
of chili.
Chili
and fixins.
That's good. And we had judges. And so, I do. Leroy. Miss Connie Perry right here, and Georgette was the winning chili, and that was really cool to have judges, and there was a secret, double secret ballot, and all sorts of paperwork. In fact, the ballot was so secret that when I went up to announce it, I didn't know who was on it. They had told me, but, you know, I don't listen, so I got up there with that paper, and I go, and I think it was you, Connie, who said, so that was fun. And then the auction.
The auction wound us up last night. You know, before the auction, we had the terror in Tucson. It was
That's
a really
so cool
murder mystery party. Mm-hmm. We started out with an all-time fun pizza party. That was fun. And during the time everybody was eating their pizza,
Jill Dinkins put together Terror in Tucson, which is a murder mystery.
Tammy Allen pulled it off.
Yep,
for us.
She did. She totally iced cake, and it was so much fun. And then when that was over and we revealed who the murderer was, which
P.S. was in the room with us. I'm a little nervous.
I was kind of scared, actually.
I'm scared. She's dangerous.
But then Mike Kornicki called the file. It was a no cash value auction, but it was so much fun. Kimberly actually has this brainiac idea a couple months ago to give out rally cash. So we, for those of you that haven't been following the convention, we called, it was convention by day and rally by night. So during the day we had convention events for educators and students, and then by night we had a typical rally night, and we called it our Root and Toot and Road School Rally. So we had Root and Toot and Road School Rally Cash. And there's all kinds of ways that you could earn rally cash throughout the week, whether you tweeted about it or you Facebooked about it, or maybe you bought something from a certain booth and you collected your rally cash. And then we have this humongous display of items that were donated and given to us, everything from a soda stream to a $50 we'll just skim right over that, to the $50 Amazon gift cards, you know, and which brought something about $15,000, I can't remember, in rally cash, no cash value. But Mike Kornicki called that auction for like 2 hours, and it was so much fun. It was a great way to end it up.
It was.
We gave away a Kindle and a Rhodes School Mom's bag to one of our traveling RV dreamers, Stephanie Dustin. They're trying to explore the different ways that they can make this lifestyle work for them, and we were so happy that she won that bag.
There were a lot of people who were not here in an RV who spent 3 full days here. They packed their lunches, packed their bathing suits and towels, and they just came and parked themselves here for 3 days and went home at night and came back again.
And
was a lot of fun.
We'll say a big shout out to the Tucson KOA here, because they were very accommodating with those families that were here, even that stayed at other places. They let them swim, you know, and it was great because they had a restaurant here, and it's a great place to hang out. So if you're in this area, you should check it out.
Okay, can we talk about him now, please?
Maxifier Guy.
Oh, what a great idea. Let's talk about Maxifier Guy. Yeah, round of applause for Maxifier Guy, who will be joining us on an upcoming episode of Road School Mom.
Yes.
But holy cow!
You know, okay, she's already talked about it. I don't know, we haven't even had this show very long, and she's already talked about how crazy scared she is of a fire. And it's really no joking matter.
It's not.
It's really not. A very real concern.
Okay, so Maxifier Guy is a guy who stays mainly out west and does FMCA rallies and escapees rallies and teaches a whole bunch of, in his words, old farts how to get out of their RV in case of a fire. And the Arnolds clued me into him last year right before the Montrose rally, but he was not available for the Montrose rally. And so I said, you know, I'm going to keep at you until it works out. And it worked out for this rally, so I was really excited to have him. And he brings a booth, and he sells his fire extinguishers and his smoke alarms. But what he also does is he runs at least 2 programs. He's got actually a bunch of programs, but for our group, he ran 2 programs.
He's so knowledgeable, and
he is so compelling.
Spot on with what he's talking about. His statistics. Let me tell you the statistics.
Don't tell me the statistics.
So if you're in an RV, the average time that you have to get out of that RV is 20 seconds.
What kind of RV is that, Mary Beth?
And, you know, I still can't get over the statistic you told us yesterday, but of all the RVs on the road, the single most dangerous RV on the road is a Class A diesel pusher, which I wouldn't have thought that, but that's what it is. And how many of us are out there on that? And if you don't have a plan, and I'll tell a story in just a little second about our specific instance, if you don't have a plan, make one. Today, not tomorrow, not next week, make one today.
Yeah, absolutely. So, yeah, you have 20 seconds to get out of a well-built Class A.
And that's your whole family. That's not just you. That's your whole family. Everybody has 20 seconds to get out.
And if you are in a trailer, if you're in a fifth wheel, you have about 18 seconds. If you're in a travel trailer, you have about 15 seconds. And it goes down from there, you know, with the building quality of each rig. So what you need to do, you know, it never even occurred to me that I have an escape window that you should be able to get to it, because originally there was a couch under it. But there's no longer a couch under it. There's an extended bunk under it now, which only three of my four kids can actually get in to get out the window. These are all the kinds of things that we do to our RVs that we never even take into consideration. The Hamiltons have a bike rack in the back of their escape window. If their bikes are on their rack, they can't get out of their escape window.
You know, speaking of escape windows, let's talk about this. I know.
Let's just call them out.
One thing that he said to me that was so compelling, I had never thought about the fact, I think about a fire, and my biggest fear is things happen at night when you're asleep. That's what I think about. I think, well, it's in the day, how can you not know there's a fire? You're not going to have a problem, which is completely false.
Right.
Let's talk about this. If you're going down the road, now if you're in a fifth-wheeler travel trailer and it catches on fire, clearly you're going to be in your truck, and it's still an issue. But if you're in a Class A or a Class C, and you're driving down the road, and your kids are asleep, or they're sitting in their seatbelt where they're supposed to be, or whatever, and you're thinking, you know, your rig catches on fire, what's the first thing you're going to do? You're going to pull over, okay? So Max points out, you pull over, make sure you don't pull over next to a guardrail, or you've trapped yourself. I mean, there's so many things that you just don't think about. And so he really brought a lot of important information to the table.
Right. So he stresses early warning. Get your early detection stuff in order. And what he tells us is, unfortunately, the RV industry does not have our best interest in mind and does not put in the highest quality stuff like
the electrical outlets. But before that, let's talk about something I just thought of. The average window in a rig, and I think this is even smaller if it's before a certain date, but I can't remember because I was so overwhelmed with the information. But the average window in an RV is built for a person that weighs 157 pounds and is not any taller than 5'9".
Oh.
So if you're taller than that or way more than that, you know, it might be an issue.
Yeah.
You know, and like you say, manufacturers, you know, there are some manufacturers that build things more well than others. That's really not grammatically correct. Better than others.
More weller.
You know, the electrical outlets, and you should talk about that because you understood it better than I did.
Okay, so he explained to us that there's two kinds of electrical outlet, two kinds of fixtures that you can have. I'm sure there's way more than two kinds, but for this discussion, we'll talk about the two kinds. There's one that has the little metal loops on it, and that takes individual wiring. And so each wire in the system gets individually installed to each part of plug. But that would take too long for an RV installer who's getting paid by the parts that he installs. So what they use is this thing called a jam plug, where they just take the whole bundle of wires and they jam it back into the back of the plug, and they shove the plug and they screw it on, and you're done. Well, the problem with that is that all the load that outlet is taking is funneled into one section of the plug as opposed to being separated around the whole outside of the plug. So when you plug in a heater or something that generates heat, like your microwave, convection oven, anything, it's not the wiring. The wiring's fine. It's not your appliance. That's fine. The vulnerable point is that actual plastic outlet. And that's something you want to seriously consider thinking about changing out. The other main issue of vulnerability, especially for a fifth wheel, is the 12-volt wiring. And on Full Time Families Facebook group a couple months ago, someone was taking down their lights and replacing it with LED lights. And I can attest to the very same thing, although I didn't even think to take a picture. The ceiling for all those lighting fixtures was scorched.
Well, I think you'd probably be amazed at how many rigs have that same thing and you don't even know it.
Yeah. So the bottom line is, if you're going to move your family into a camper and go on this, be a part of this lifestyle, what you really need to do is be proactive where fire is concerned, because it is a vulnerability in our lives. It really is. We do not have the same amount of time to get out of our home that a Sticks and Bricks family has. We don't have the same opportunities to escape that a Sticks and Bricks family has.
You need a plan.
You need a plan.
And you need to go over it with your kids. You know, one thing we all know the windows are higher in this, but, you know, we actually went through, Mac was good enough to, he'd done two sessions. The first session was very comprehensive. went through all the information. But the second one was actually designed to show you how to escape your RV in the event of a fire. And so he took us through, and we had a great couple of volunteers that went through and showed us. But, you know, go outside. If you're in an RV, go outside and look at how far it is from your window, your escape hatch, to the ground, and think about how you're going to get your kids and your family out of from that window to the ground, you know, because it's a concern, and that's something that you really need to walk through with your family. And I'll just tell you right now, for me, you know, we've been in our rig 2 years. We had slider windows. I had no idea how they opened, no idea at all. And, you know, last night we went through that, and I can tell you if we'd had a fire, I wouldn't have got our family out because I didn't know how to open the windows.
So Max the Fire Guy, you want to go to maxthefireguy.com. If you ever have the opportunity to sit in on one of his sessions, do that. For every time that we have a rally out west, I promise you, he will come.
Yeah.
He will come to help us keep our families educated and safe. And you also want to go onto his website and check out his products because they are RV-approved products as opposed to crap they sell elsewhere.
Well, and not just that, but, you know, we don't need to go into it and sell his product anymore because I know that every single person that was here knows how valuable his information is. If you have the devices in your rig that were installed by your manufacturer, you need to change them because they're probably not in the right place, nor are they the correct ones for your model. So check out his website. And if you have questions, email him because he's very passionate about what he does. And he's very knowledgeable, and, you know, it's just something you don't want to mess around with. While we've got a second, I want to say hey to Felice Gerwitz. She's with us from Fort Myers, Florida. And she talks about how, you know, her husband's in construction and she wishes she could be in a road school mom sometime. So we...
Oh, hey, Felice.
Yep.
Well, I'm we're ready. Here, too. What else are we going to talk about? Who wants to talk about what their favorite part of the convention rally was? Who's going to be brave?
Laura, what was your favorite? Like, you know, there was a lot of information in 3 days, right? There was educator information. There was student information. There was activities. There was... You know, clearly it was entertainment, but what was the one, if you had to look back when you leave here and say, gosh, I'm really glad we stopped at that convention that we pulled the tooth on because...
Wait, what?
No, don't say that.
All right. So, you know, it wasn't one specific vendor. It wasn't one specific session. It was the chance to meet with other families, like-minded families, and have those discussions that desperately needed to happen. I think there were a couple pretty critical breakthroughs for myself as a road school mom and as a person on the road and as a spouse on the road, and I think the culmination of those kind of made it all way worthwhile. I don't think we do these often enough. I know everybody's exhausted, and the idea of doing them more often is probably overwhelming, but those conversations with other moms and parents and connections with other people that live this lifestyle were invaluable.
Yeah. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Anybody else?
It makes me laugh. Isn't that the key word? You know, well, first of all, if you're a homeschooler, it's always about, oh, socialization. I can tell you unequivocally, my kids have been socialized enough in the last 2 weeks.
Yeah. Maybe over-socialized.
They've been over-socialized.
The correct term.
Yeah.
For what's happening.
But it really is a good thing. And if you're, you know, if you're dreaming or already on the road or whatever, you should check out your full-time families group because it's a great way to connect for moms to cook up with other, you know, talk with other moms and kids to keep connected and all of that.
Right. And in the interim between these events, you know, every Sunday night you can join us. And especially the Sunday nights that is just us moms, we invite everyone to join us and join us on the radio, join us on the chat, whatever you feel comfortable doing, and ask those questions that, you know, you need answers to or any information. We're pretty
open.
Is it ask me anything?
I don't think that's a good idea.
No.
No, but speaking of that, if you want to call in, if you'd like to call in on the air, we promise we won't ask anything crazy. You can dial in at 425-440-5100, and then you put in the conference ID. It's going to ask you for 026375#. You put that in, and we'll bring you right on the air.
If you're already on the line with us and you want to talk to us, then you can just hit *2, and that will show you waving at me, and then we will talk to you. So if you're already on the line listening, then just hit that *2. Okay, so what's going on next week?
I'm going to be recovering for a couple of days. But after that, of course, we've got the Easter holiday coming up, but we're actually going to hit the road for some RV shows and some things that Road Trip Teacher are going to go exhibit at, and RV Sales for You is going to tag along, I guess, and we're going to see who we can see on the road. So if you're going to be in New Mexico, and we're going to take a trek back to the Midwest, so I'm kind of looking forward to traveling. We done hardcore traveling to get here. We got here in about 3 days. It was crazy. But I'm looking forward to seeing some sights and, you know, seeing the scenery. What do you have on your plate?
Well, first, I know there's still more rally activities going on post-rally field trips. There's another field trip to Old Tucson. There's some discussion about Biosphere, you know.
Kit Peak, Mount Lemon. Kit Peak and Mount Lemon.
So that's still going on while people are still in town. And then, truth be told, I'm not sure when I'm leaving, and I don't know where I'm going.
Well, that's shocking. That's really shocking.
I'm pretty jealous because you have a schedule.
That's okay. We've been on the Wing It plan for a while, and I'm looking forward to traveling. I am. We've been stationary for a while, so that's okay with me.
Yeah,
don't miss me when I'm gone.
Are you leaving?
Not yet.
Good.
We all know that wherever I say I'm going to be next Sunday is not where I'm going to be. So.
Exactly. You'll be right here with me. So that'd be good. Let's think what else. I want to see what's going on at did you put together Tucson lab book? Oh, yeah, talk about that. Awesome.
Tucson lab book. We talked about that last week. We talked about the mountain ranges and all that. Tucson is... We're about to head out of Tucson. We're going to talk about something else like the Grand Canyon and Yellowstone.
Mm.
That's our spring trip. Let's talk about the Road School Guide.
It's fantastic. Who thinks it's fantastic? I mean, it's beautiful. Can you believe that our community has a publication that is represented by a publication like this? I mean, this is the real deal.
Well, you know what? There's a lot of homeschool magazines out there, and there's a lot of great publications, and I read them, but... I thought we should have something for our community of people. You know, we're all homeschoolers. We get that. But we have different, you know, we have a different way of doing it. And we need to, you know, we have space constrictions. And, you know, we have days when we're, you know, we don't have a traditional five-day school day or whatever. We can't really join co-ops. It's just a different lifestyle. And so it was my goal to find a group of writers that could write some different perspectives of their road school, and we came up with a great product. You know, this month it was 24 pages, and it's absolutely free. So if you are a subscriber to Full-Time Families or Road Trip Teacher, you'll get that every other month in your mailbox absolutely free. All you have to do is be a subscriber. I'm excited about it.
Did you talk about the book signing?
No, we didn't. You know, well, that was what kicked off our convention.
Oh, my gosh. It was like a million years ago. We went to a place called Mostly Books.
It was great.
Tucson. They were very accommodating. They put us together a nice, beautiful meeting space for us, and there were a bunch of road school moms that joined us, and myself and you and Nancy and Lisa Cho Bentley all got to talk about our books, and that was a lot of fun.
Nancy Felicia wrote a book called The Candace Kate Story. If you've never, if you're not familiar with her, you should Google it because it's a really good, just a good story. And Lisa Cottrell Bentley, you know, she's the Right on Time book series. She's published, I think, 18 books with her Do Life Right publishing company, and that's another name that you should definitely do some check that out on.
Yeah, if you don't know about that. Okay, and... next week, we are working with this company called, Full-Time Families is working with this company called American Writers and Artists Incorporated, AWAI. And they did a guest post on fulltimefamilies.com called Earning Money While on the Road and Loving It. And, you know, that's the number one question, right?
It is, definitely.
If people don't ask it, they're thinking it.
Yep. Even if you already have your plan set and you're making your way and making an income, whether it's a great income or just enough to keep things going, you know, you're always thinking about what's ahead, and it's a great way to keep connected with what's trending and the new ways about it.
So at AWAI, they have a program that teaches you how to be a copywriter. I'm looking out and I can see the blog, boom, boom, boom. So many of our moms and even dads are writers on the road. And this AWAI has a copywriting program, and you can do it from anywhere in the world. They teach you the formula, and you can write copy for any company, and you can do it from anywhere. So it's a really great program to get involved in. I personally, a million years ago, probably Dominic was one. Chris and I ran our own computer company when we lived in a house called CK Computing. So cute. And we had some local clients. And one of them was this company, AWAI, in Delray Beach, Florida. And I would go there and help them run cable and, you know, install the new monitors or whatever the heck we were doing at the time. He was their go-to support guy. And the walls were lined with handwritten letters. And it struck me, like, what must they do here? And I said to him, what do they do there? And he says, I don't know. They pay our bills. I don't know what they do. I don't ask any questions. So, you know, it always just stuck with me that there was, that whatever they did, people liked it a lot. They were sitting there writing letters to them. So flash forward 2 months ago, I'm scrolling through Facebook, and this program, Be a Travel Writer, Earn Money by Being a Travel Writer, comes up, and I go, what in the world's that? And so I click on it, and I dig, and ultimately I find that it's from AWAI. So I call up, and like I said, this is in Delray Beach, my hometown. I call up Katie, who is the founder of AWAI, and say, hey, remember me? My husband did your support, and she absolutely did remember me. And I said, you're not going to believe what we have been doing for the last 4 years. And she said, you're not going to believe how awesome this program would be for a full-time RVer who's looking for a full-time income on the road. So we got together, and she did a guest post for us, and she's going to be on the radio show with a homeschool mom who uses the AWAI program to make her money on the road. Well, not on the road, in her house, April 27th.
Awesome. You know, if you've been following our show since the beginning, you know that we kind of have a progression now. So our How to Make Money on the Road is going to be the first Sunday of every month.
Except the one that we do on the 27th.
Right. we're going to launch it.
Yeah.
That's our launch date.
Oh, that's our launch date. Okay. So we got Money on the Road. Then we have an interesting road school mom. We'll talk about who that is next week.
Right.
But we're going to talk about who it is next week.
Right.
Right now.
Right.
Do you know who it is?
Of course.
Awesome. She was actually part of our convention without being here.
I know. Virtual attendee.
Yes. She was a virtual panelist. It is none other than
Nancy Vogel.
Nancy Vogel. Who
Family on Bikes.
Yeah.
They have a great story.
Yeah.
So very interesting.
Joining us next week.
Very dynamic lady.
Yeah.
A chick.
She's a chick.
She's from Biker Chicks without bricks.
Yeah. So she's joining us next week. So we have Money on the Road, interesting road school mom, just us moms,
and then we're going to talk about curriculums. And
yeah.
Curriculums on one of those Sundays.
Right.
Road school.
And, you know, just all the other awesome stuff that needs to be discussed.
Okay, I have a confession to make.
Oh, no.
So, you know, I've really razzed you about the whole laundromat versus washer and dryer in your rig.
Right. And you know I'm right.
No.
I am right. You have proved me right this week alone.
Nope. You've not, I'm not, you know.
Twice.
I'm not gonna
two
say,
times.
I didn't say that I
one
was
week, two
say
times.
You're right.
Yeah.
But I would just have to admit, because too many people saw me carry my 7 trash bags to the laundromat and do my laundry.
Barry, you can have that washer-dryer space as a closet now.
There are times, road school moms, when it's okay to lose the laundromat. That's all I'm saying.
It's okay to use the laundromat. We are blessed to use a laundromat.
If you want
to
drag
7 loads at once. 7 loads.
Now, here's the problem, and this is what I want to talk about. I done the laundry, and it was great. I got it done in, like, an hour and a half.
Uh-huh.
It cost,
awesome.
It cost a lot of money, but I did it. But it's all back there in a big stack sitting because it's not been put away.
Well, that's because you don't have your kids trained yet.
I don't want them putting away everything where it doesn't belong. I have very specific specific place.
I just said train. I didn't say, you know, untrained.
You really want to talk about training?
Yeah. My kids put away their laundry. It's just not folded. It's not in the right draw.
Okay, Kimberly.
I don't care.
Okay.
Yeah. Says the woman who has a big load of laundry sitting in the middle of her living room.
Two big laundry baskets of laundry.
Oh, my mother is delighted to be able to do the laundry. My mother is with us here at the World's Best Road School Convention. She came to help out from Jersey, and she's a big help. She was the banker. She went out some rally cash, and she helped run my event booth, and she fed my kids many, many times.
She fed my kids.
Awesome.
While we're talking about moms, I have to give a shout-out to my dad. I know he's listening tonight. He made his way back to Illinois. He left a couple of days ago, so we'll have to say hi to him. He chauffeured your mom for a couple of days.
Yeah, he drove my mom around.
He was helpful.
He was very helpful.
Bought us some cowboy boots.
Fit in. Brought your trailer into the rally tent.
He did.
Awesome.
He did.
But back to my mom. What was I going to say about her?
How wonderful she is.
Yes, that's exactly what I was going to say.
Yay, that's my mom!
So, when are we doing this again?
You know, it's going to be sad next week. We won't have clapping.
No, I know. We won't even have each other.
I know. Maybe. Let's talk about the next STF event.
I know. Let's talk about it.
I mean, we all know that there's a 2015 event. We have it scheduled in Tampa, Florida, or somewhere in that vicinity.
But I have a bunch of brave souls who are adamant that we must do this without utilities.
Boondockers.
Yep. That's, oh, I got one right here, who are adamant that we are going to be self-reliant, Lord of the Flies style. I think Laura said something about naked and on fire. I do recall that in the middle of the week.
Did I?
So we are going to have to plan that event.
Right, and there's the rest of us that are talking about.
Oh, the rest of us that do laundry.
The rest of us that do laundry in our rigs. No, the rest of us, you know, just because you're not a boondocker doesn't mean you're not cool.
You're just not a boondocker yet. Everyone's a boondocker.
My driver is not going to be a boondocker. I'm sorry.
Aww.
Maybe I can come boondock with you.
Okay.
That's all I can say. But, yeah, I think I know there's a lot of talk about an FCF meetup in the fall somewhere out east. So
yeah, I've heard about that, too. That sounds exciting, too.
These field trips that we've had lately have led me on a different path about, you know, road school. Our road school convention, we're definitely going to do this again, right?
Oh, absolutely.
We just don't know where and when.
Right.
When we first started this, we thought it would be really cool to have in the same place, the same time every year. But, you know, I'm thinking that we're going to take suggestions from you. So if you have suggestions you want to write in or call in or drop us a line or send us an email, we'd love to have your feedback because this really has been a great way for educators and students and our kids and moms and all of us to see what each other's doing. And
there's too many places in the country to have it in one place.
Yeah,
I mean, I agree. Having it somewhere else gives us the opportunity to explore that location and gives other people the opportunity to join us. And So
if you have a location that you think would be great for the next Road School Convention, just let us know. Road School Convention, let us know. And it'll be specific, you know, the timing will be specific to the location probably. So let us know.
Very cool. 5 minutes. 5 minutes, we should take questions. Who's got a question?
If you want to call in with a question, my thing just went off. My chat's gone.
I'm not sure what happened.
Bye,
no more chatting.
If you have a question, you can call in. If you're on our chat line right now, you can type it in, and I'll be glad to read it.
Someone's giving me hand signals about the number of minutes we have.
5 minutes.
5 minutes. Let's talk about, I don't know. We never have nothing. We never run out of things to talk about.
You know why I'm not talking? Because my lips are chapped. Because this is the driest place. And
Marcia Evingston and this Rifty Bell with her wonderful lip gloss that I've smeared all over my face all week long.
Yeah, you know, that is another common trait that it seems like, just seems like to me, that, you know, this group likes to have, you know, they seek out natural products, and she's done a great job of
making it easy, making it so accessible. All she needs is a pot and a cooking top, and the next thing you know, she's got lip gloss and body wash coming out and all sorts of.
How about Clementine back that had two pillowcases and whipped up some kind of a.
How about Clementine that took over 50,000 pictures.
And I don't have any gigabytes
of video.
So if you're not a member on the Full Time Families group, you should get on there because her pictures are going to be available soon. And there's some awesome shots from all weekend. And she's taken some from the field trips, right?
Yeah.
So
it's fantastic. And so, gosh, you know, so many people have just lent a hand. Again, last night's cleanup, I haven't seen anything like that ever. Ever.
Too bad we can't figure out how to do that in our house.
I know it. I know. Well, we need to have all these people live with us.
You know, and they all need to be paid in rally cash.
Exactly.
So that's it, Rose School Moms. If you need a new way to get your kids to do something, so Kimberly had this rally cash. You know, we already talked about it.
Yeah,
and
we'll
the kids
it.
Done.
Well, they've done rally cash.
They've done anything for rally cash. I was amazed.
Yeah, that's fantastic. And we're going to, that cleanup last night was like nothing I've ever seen. I mean, tables were just flying left and right, chairs.
The trash was going out by the bag full.
I know, it was terrific. In fact, I'll have you all know that KOA was significantly impressed with the way that we cleaned up. I mean, they thanked us. They told us that it was beyond their wildest expectations the way we left that room.
So I want to say a big thank you to everybody that helped out. If you helped out, whether it was behind the scenes, on the floor, with the publication, whatever, a big, big thank you to all of you for that because we definitely could have pulled this off without all of your help.
You ran the door.
Yep.
I think you ran the door for 3 days. I mean,
I was just up here.
It's just amazing how everyone just rolls up their sleeves, and that's what makes these events really fantastic.
And that's why we should have a rally soon, so don't be such a crab, and let's make a date.
I'm not being a crab. I didn't get to sleep yet. I haven't yet to sleep yet.
Who's off that? Google Queen. I've been Googling information and go to sleep.
I need to know stuff.
We're going to talk about chore charts, right, in a couple of weeks. We talked about this, how you get your kids to do... How do you get them to do your chores? Do they even have a – I'm going to tell you right now, my kids don't have a chore chart.
My kids have chores.
So how do you keep track of what they're doing? We're not going to answer that tonight, but we're going to talk about
it. The bathroom's dirty. Needs to be cleaned.
Out of necessity. So if you have input on that, drop us a line.
Right. And to next week, Nancy Vogel and Leon Bikes. If you don't know about her, go get her book, familyonbikes.org.
Okay, Heather from Florida is asking about the website for Max the Fire Guy. So is it just maxthefireguy.com?
It is indeed, maxthefireguy.com.
Okay, we want to give that information to her.
Yeah, and very valuable information. And I think that's it. I think we're going to wrap it up.
Okay, well, safe travels. If I'm not here next week, we'll still be on the line from wherever in the world we are. And you should... Mark your calendars right now because we're going to be talking about, well, Nancy, we know. We're going to talk about that. And wherever in the world we are, I guess we'll just
right then. We'll see you then. Have a good one.
Yay!
This is Kimberly.
And this is Mary Beth, your Road School Moms, on the road where education meets adventure. Until next time, we wish you safe travels and leave you with our traveler's prayer. Lord, be our guide and protector. Let those I encounter be blessed by my words. Let my hands be filled with your work, and may I be filled with your grace and kind words for others. May I be a light unto those around me on the journey ahead. Amen.
Amen. This has been a production of the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network. If you'd like more information, go to roadschoolmoms.com.
The moderator has left the conference. The conference is now completed. Goodbye.